All right, let's dive in. Today, we're all about high-quality plastic molds.
Ooh, interesting.
You might be starting a project or just fascinated by how things are made.
Right.
But honestly, once you understand good molds, everything changes.
I agree. No more feeling lost in the details.
Exactly. And we've
Done.
got an expert here who can break it all down for us.
Happy to be here. It's surprising how much goes into something that seems so simple.
Yeah, it's true. So, have you ever had that experience where you're working on something and the part's just a tiny bit off?
Oh, all the time.
Oof, it's the worst. It throws everything off.
Absolutely. And that's where dimensional accuracy comes in. It's crucial, especially in fields like aerospace or healthcare, where tiny errors matter.
Yeah, those are high stakes.
For sure. We're talking micrometers here, like a millionth of a meter.
Wow, that's incredible. And it makes you realize it's not just about parts fitting together.
It's about safety and things working properly.
Exactly. There was this story about a 3D printed prototype and a tiny mold error messed everything up. Huge lesson learned. It really highlights how crucial that starting point is.
It all starts with the mold. A good mold makes sure each part is exactly right, down to the
It's
micrometer.
like a chain reaction of accuracy.
Exactly.
So a precise mold means a precise part and ultimately a better product.
Fewer defects, fewer headaches for everyone.
Definitely. Okay, switching gears a bit, let's talk about surface quality.
Okay.
I thought it was just about looks, but it's so much more.
Oh, yeah.
I read this analogy. Imagine a polished mold, like a mirror, making perfect parts.
And then a rough one just causing problems.
Yeah, it makes you see it differently.
It's about a few things. First, surface roughness. The smoother, the better. Measured in micrometers, too, the ideal range is between 0.2 and 0.8.
See, I didn't know this, but it even affects how clear transparent containers are.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing how much impact it has.
It is. And then there's surface hardness, how well it resists scratches. We're talking a rating of HRC 45 to HRC 60.
Wow, that's tough.
Yeah, so the mold lasts longer, keeps its precision.
One article mentioned a manufacturer who skimped on surface quality.
Oh
And
no.
it backfired. Inaccurate parts, higher costs, shorter mold life.
Ouch. Yeah, you really gotta invest in quality up front.
Makes sense. Okay, now let's talk about material properties.
Right, like choosing the DNA of your mold.
Exactly. Fine-tuning for specific needs.
Yeah, and of course, dimensional accuracy is still key. That super tight range of plus or minus 0.01 to 0.05 millimeters.
Remember that feeling when electronics fit together perfectly?
Ugh, so satisfying.
That's dimensional accuracy in action.
Absolutely. And then there's shape accuracy, essential for intricate
Like a
designs.
car interior with all those curves.
Oh, yeah, it has to hold its shape or things go wrong fast.
I bet. I remember reading about a mold that warped during
Oh,
production. It was
tough.
a nightmare to fix.
Yeah, you got to get those material properties right from the start.
And surface quality comes in here too, right?
For sure.
Smoother mold means easier release and a nicer looking product.
Exactly. And for material performance, you need strength and toughness. A strong mold handles the pressure, a tough one resists cracking. H13 steel is a common choice.
Oh yeah, H13, I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's strong and tough.
So is that like the go-to for molds?
It's popular, but there's more. Corrosion resistance is important too, especially with harsh plastics.
Makes sense.
Stainless steel's great for that. Longer mold life.
Like using the right tool for the job.
Yep. And then thermal stability. The mold heats up and cools down during production. It needs to handle that without warping.
So it keeps its shape.
Exactly. Beryllium bronze is known for being good at this.
Interesting. Okay, so we've got dimensional accuracy, shape accuracy, surface quality, and material performance.
That's a lot.
Right. But there's more. We have to talk about structural design, and I bet it's not just about how it
You
looks.
got it. It's about how the mold works, making sure it produces quality parts consistently.
I'm intrigued.
First, there's the runner system. It distributes the molten plastic.
The size and shape of that must be important then.
Totally. It depends on the plastic and the part's complexity.
It all connects.
For sure. I remember working on a project where adjusting the runner size made a huge difference.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it made the whole process smoother.
Like fine-tuning an instrument.
Exactly. Then there's the cooling system, crucial for controlling the mold's temperature.
Temperature affects the final part, right?
Absolutely. Think of it like baking a cake. Uneven cooling, uneven results.
Nobody wants a lopsided cake.
Exactly. A good cooling system uses channels to ensure even cooling, reducing warping and stress in the part.
So it's as important as the materials themselves.
Definitely, it's all about balance.
And finally, the ejector system that pushes the part out of the mold.
Right.
It's got to be designed carefully to avoid damage.
You bet. A bad design can scratch or even break the part. A good one distributes force evenly for a smooth release.
It's the grand finale of the molding process.
Exactly. You want that perfect ending.
All right, so we've covered a ton. Dimensional accuracy, surface quality, material properties, structural design.
Phew, that's a lot.
I know, but we're just getting started.
Yeah.
There's still service life and molding efficiency to talk about.
Oh, yeah. We've got more to explore, how to make molds last and optimize production.
This is getting good. So we've talked about all the little things that go into a high-quality plastic mold.
Mm-hmm.
How long should these things actually last? It can't just be a random number, right?
Right. It's not just about picking a number.
There's got to be a way to, like, assess it.
Yeah. You want to get the most out of your investment.
Exactly. Connected to efficiency.
A mold's service life really tells you about its quality and how cost-effective it'll be.
So how do we even figure that out?
Well, we go back to those materials. Durable stuff like H13 steel, that strength and toughness, really helps a mold last longer.
It's like giving it a shield, right?
Right.
To protect it.
Yeah, like armor. But it's not just the material itself.
Right, because we talked about good design, too.
Yeah, exactly. A well-designed mold with those optimized systems we discussed puts less stress on the parts.
Makes sense. So it lasts longer.
Think of it like a well-maintained car versus one that's been neglected.
Oh, yeah, totally. But even with the best design, I'm guessing you still need to maintain it, right?
Absolutely. Like taking your car for an oil change.
Keeps it running smoothly.
Exactly. Those routine checks, cleaning, lubrication, they're essential.
Stay ahead of the game.
Right. Okay, let's switch gears. Talk about molding efficiency.
Ooh, okay.
It's all about making the whole production flow seamlessly.
Yeah, like a well-oiled machine.
Exactly. From the moment the plastic goes in to the part coming out.
No bottlenecks. Everything's smooth.
Yep, and that efficiency impacts everything.
Makes sense.
Let's start with remembered dimensional accuracy.
Oh, yeah, those precision parts.
Making sure every part hits those tight tolerances, that's efficient molding.
Because if it's off, you gotta redo it. Waste time, resources.
Exactly. It all adds up. Then there's speed.
Faster is better, right?
Yeah. Well, it's tricky. When the mold opens and closes, too fast and you risk damage.
Oh, I see.
Too slow and you're slowing down production.
It's a balancing act.
Yep, like that saying, haste makes waste. Then we have filling time.
Filling time.
How long it takes for that plastic to fill the mold.
Oh.
Shorter filling time means faster cycles, more parts made.
Right. Makes sense.
Remember how a good runner system can help with that?
Yeah. All those little tweaks add up.
They do. And lastly, we've got to revisit cooling.
Cooling again.
It's not just for quality. It's for efficiency, too.
Interesting.
Well-designed cooling channels can shorten cooling times.
Oh.
Shorter cooling, shorter cycles, more parts.
It's a domino effect.
Exactly. Improve cooling, improve quality, and efficiency.
So molding efficiency is about getting all those things right.
Yeah.
Accuracy, speed, filling time, cooling.
Yep, to create that smooth, high-quality, cost-effective process.
Like an orchestra playing in sync.
I like that analogy.
Everything's got to be timed perfectly.
Exactly. Each part of the process is like a dance step, all working together.
We've really gone deep into plastic molds today.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Dimensional accuracy, surface quality, materials, design, lifespan, efficiency.
It's amazing what goes into making these things.
It really is. I mean, we see these everyday objects all the time.
Yeah, and we don't even think about the process.
Exactly, but it's so intricate.
It's a testament to how precise manufacturing has become.
But you know what's interesting? Even with all this technology and planning, there's still room for improvement.
Oh, absolutely. It's never set it and forget it.
Always refining, always optimizing.
Yeah, to keep those molds running at peak performance. Okay. You need ongoing monitoring.
Because even small changes can affect the product, right?
Exactly. Temperature, pressure, materials, it's all connected.
It's like a high-performance race car.
Oh, I like that.
You got to keep it on everything. Make adjustments.
And those technicians and engineers who do that, they're the real heroes.
They keep things running smoothly behind the scenes.
For sure. So for our listeners out there working with molds or thinking about using them.
That's the one thing they should take away from all of this.
It's about looking at the whole picture. You know?
Not getting lost in the details.
Right. You can't just focus on one thing. It's how accuracy, quality, materials, design, lifespan, efficiency, how it all works together.
It's about seeing the whole system.
Exactly. And once you understand that,
you can confidently produce high-quality products
that meet your exact needs.
It's about knowledge, attention to detail,
and that drive to always improve.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, that wraps up our deep dive into the world of plastic molds.
That was fun.
We hope you've learned something new.
And gained a new appreciation for the process.
It's amazing what you find when you take a closer look.
It really is.
And remember, no matter how good your mold is, there's always room for improvement.
Never stop learning and experimenting.
Push the boundaries of what's possible in manufacturing.
That's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.